Hey, it's that trouble, man. Oh, hey, on the stereo.
Way up. You already know. It's that spiritual stuff right here.
Uprise.
It's spiritual.
It's spiritual?
Yeah. You gotta be spiritual, man.
I need to be spiritual right now.
I know. You know who this is? This is Andy McCurtis and Grace.
I know those two people. Very talented individuals.
How you doing today, man?
You know, we're fresh off the bye week.
Yeah.
Jay Bell and the OC Podcast had a bye week.
Yeah.
We didn't want to alarm the fans.
They thought it was canceled.
They thought they finally got them.
Finally got them. Finally.
And
I knew one of these days they were going to go down.
Didn't happen. We had a bye week. I'm fresh off a plane.
Yeah.
Just landed to do our podcast.
Jason, you look tired, bro.
I am. You know.
You look exhausted.
It's because you just can't. That flight from New York back to London is so quick.
Yeah.
Even though I had great accommodations.
Yeah, you did.
It was, you just don't get a lot of rest.
I don't like to see you looking like this, Jacob. I don't. And you apparently took an IV. That's what Simon told me. He said, Jason took an IV. And I thought that was the weakest thing I've ever heard in my life, J-Bell. IV, J-Bell, because you traveled to New York.
Well, it's something I've done
yeah.
when you're traveling a lot. To keep your nutrient levels high. Look, I'm a high profile athlete.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
So weak.
No, I'm not.
You're the weakest.
Well, you got IVs when you played, didn't you?
I can't even imagine that you used to be a high level athlete in the NFL.
Well, that's why I get an IV, because I know what it takes to sustain
this
that
guy
greatness in your hamstrings.
Feels a little chill. Oh, where's my coat? I need a little coat.
The bye week made me soft?
No, this is just you in general. I need a coat. It's a little cold outside. I need to get my fluids. I need to replace my fluids. You are so soft, J-Bell. Now, on our show, you come out. You got the J-Bellions. You got the money gun out. And now, look at you. Look at you now, Jason.
The true me.
Look at you now.
Weak. You know what? Because you had to travel last week, and you came back.
What did I do?
You showed zero weakness.
None. Oh, came man. Back, landed.
Yeah.
Got on a 2.5-hour train to Manchester.
I was on the train with you.
We filmed what we had to do. 2.5-hour train back. Matter of fact, I had to rush to the airport to make sure I didn't keep my guy waiting.
That's true.
And look at you now, needing an IV. You need an IV because you went to New York for one trip, J-Bell. Unbelievable. I tell you who needed an IV yesterday.
Who's that?
New England Patriots.
Oh, my gosh. They needed the drip. The drip.
Wow.
Let's talk about that.
Wow.
What do you think, man?
I'm going to tell you what happened.
Okay.
New England Patriots have lost 3 games this year.
Okay, yep.
Lost to Jacksonville Jaguars in Jacksonville, yep. That's a tough place to go play, especially the way Jacksonville was playing early in the year, right?
Yep.
They lost to the Detroit Lions.
Former coach.
They lost yesterday to the Tennessee Titans.
Another former coach.
Now, you always tell me second-level thinking. Isn't that what you always tell me?
Absolutely.
Why do you think it is that these guys always have trouble against their former people who used to coach there? Always.
Right.
Never fails.
True.
Why is that?
Remember, Houston gave him fits too, right? You know.
Remember when Josh McDaniels had left and he was coaching, I forget what team
Denver,
he was.
Denver, right?
Was it Denver?
Yeah, it was Denver.
And it was always there was a struggle for them to win.
Because they know the secret sauce.
Is that what it is?
Yes, they know the secret sauce. You know, we don't flash a lot of stats, but sometimes you just got to look at statistics and go, okay, this happened. What does that mean? And one that just jumps off the page.
He put his glasses on.
They put my glasses on.
He don't put his glasses on.
Glasses on. The IV helped. Tennessee, 150 rushing yards.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to just run the ball up and down on New England's defense. Now, they are known to be kind of strong in the middle, prevent you from doing that. So for that to be exposed like that, second level thinking goes, all right. This is what they're going to do. This is what they're going to try to stop. and either we flip it on them, you know, make it confusing, or we just attack whatever weakness we see.
Defensively, obviously, Mike Vrabel knows New England very well.
Yes, he does.
He knew exactly what they were going to do, took everything away from them. And offensively, they said, we're going to play smash-mouth football. You see, here's the thing with the New England Patriots and beating the New England Patriots, right?
Yep.
People always try to get into a battle of wits with Belichick.
Yes.
Like, oh, I'm going to, you know, I'm going to outsmart this guy, out scheming. It's not going to happen.
You've always said this.
Not going to happen.
You've always said this.
There's only one way to beat them. You have to say, Bill Belichick, I need you to stay on the sidelines.
Yes.
Right? Because you can't come on this football field.
We got to take you out of the game.
Yeah, yeah. You can't come on here. No matter what you do, you're not stepping a foot on this football
field. Exactly.
We're going to make this a physical confrontation between me and your players. And on that day, if your team is ready to be more physical than the New England Patriots, 9 out of 10 times you're going to win. 9 out of 10 times you're going to win. You have to make it a physical smash mouth game. No cute, no, you guys are in a cover two defense. None of that.
Right.
We're going to play vanilla.
Yep.
And we're going to make it man on man. And that's exactly what the Tennessee Titans did.
And you got to be happy with a couple of their interior defensive linemen. Jarrell Casey, shout out Long Beach Poly, of course.
Beast.
But he's a beast.
Beast.
And that is always where you've said that they need to be exposed, right?
Yep.
Coming straight down at Tom Brady over the guard like that. Duh, another thing's crazy. They could not convert on third down, New England.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one thing Tom Brady's always known for in that offense is moving the chains.
Yeah.
It's like he finds a way to manufacture the running game when it's not working by the short passes and whatever. They couldn't convert on third down.
Vrabel had a plan in place. He knew exactly what they were looking for. He knew exactly what they were going to do, and he took that away. And now they ain't know what to do.
No.
It was the funniest, most bizarre game that I watched yesterday, just watching Tennessee manhandle the New England Patriots like that.
And you're right. Across the board, there's a high level of familiarity.
Yeah. What was that?
Familiarity.
Oh, okay. That was pretty good.
That's the word, right?
Yeah, yeah. First thing you got, familiar. But now you cleared it
up.
You did. Yeah, that was good.
Am I good for one foul of a word?
I think every single time we do that, you should just at least drop one just to let them know.
That I'm a flawed individual.
Yeah.
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 You looked at me in a way where I thought, once again, I was making up a language.
Because you said familiar.
Yeah, I was tired. But then I cleaned it up.
You did.
So basically, you gave me a chance to replay the play.
Why not?
That
doesn't happen. I know they're trying to do that out here, and
that's a good friend.
You know, but you just don't. Trying to replay the play, but
you back because people are listening, going, "What did he just say?"
I know.
And you allowed myself to correct myself.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah,
that's really cool. But you know what I'm saying? They're familiar with the guys, Malcolm. What's Malcolm's name?
Butler,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. He wanted that one. Did you see Deion Lewis talk about calling Bill Belichick cheap? He was like, that's what y'all cheap ass get.
Because they didn't want to pay that man.
They didn't want to pay him.
Man.
He was so happy.
Yeah, he was. He was, man. And I like Vrabel, right? Mm-hmm. I like him. I like him as a person. You know him personally. Mm-hmm. When they lost Delanie Walker, I already thought they didn't have a lot of offensive weapons, mm-hmm. right, for Marcus Mariota. But they're finding a way to kind of get that identity back with the players on the team.
Yeah.
You got to give them credit, man.
Who needs players? You know who needs players, I think?
Who?
Philadelphia.
Ooh.
Why? You see, everybody likes to dispel this whole rumor about the Super Bowl hangover.
Uh-huh.
And you know, when I interviewed Carson Wentz, I asked him about that.
Okay.
And he was like, no, there's no such thing. Games are just hard to win. But they're 4-5 right now.
Yo, I didn't.
4-5, J-Bo. Super Bowl champs, 4-5. And you can't even blame it on the offense. Offensively, they're playing okay. Carson Wentz is playing pretty well.
Carson Wentz is good. So they're their DBs, man, have been an issue.
Mm-hmm.
It's been an issue, but I do think they do have talent on the defensive line, but they don't have that wave they used to have, right? That rotation. You would notice better than me. Last year, it seems like they had so many defensive linemen
mm-hmm.
that they just rotated them, and they were fresh. They were coming out the gate all the time. They don't have that rotation anymore.
I don't think that's what's going on, though. I mean, granted, they don't have that rotation anymore, but they're not really playing well on any level. Defensively, on the D-line, they're playing okay.
Right.
They're getting after the quarterback.
Right.
Their linebackers.
Yeah, linebackers.
Their DBs. They just seem a little complacent.
You know what's crazy? They gave up a lot of yards running, too. Yes. Right? And as high-flying as football has been this year,
mm-hmm.
when it comes down to this time of the year, it's about running the ball and stopping the run. I mean, it just never
fails.
Ever fails.
Never fails.
Because if you can run the football, you are a two-dimensional team. That means you can do more in your passing game because you can play action, keep the play action pass. Whatever your philosophy is, you keep them guessing. But this is when it kind of matters. And that's why New England has always thought, hey, we're going to stop the run, and mm-hmm. this is what we do, and we give up a lot of yards, but then we play tight in the red zone.
Mm-hmm.
But then they play against it, like you said, a former coach who has their formula figured out, and the day works out for them. And I know we're not even talking about New England, but my brain just went there.
Yeah. You know where my brain went?
Tell me.
Do you remember a guy by the name of Michael Sam?
Where did this come from?
I don't know.
Why are you thinking about him?
It just popped into my head.
The D lineman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You remember Michael Sam?
Yeah. The first openly gay player, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what he's doing right now. Here's the thing about that whole situation. What did you think about him coming out saying he was gay?
I think it was perfectly fine because there's been a lot of gay guys in the NFL, a ton of them, that didn't have the courage to do that.
Interesting. I understand what you're saying, right?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think he had to announce that.
Why not?
Okay. Follow me here, J-Bo.
I'm going down this path. I might get off if it gets dangerous.
Why are you so scary, man? You're just a scary individual, J-Bell. Come on, man.
I always trust where you're taking it. I always trust the process.
Here's the thing. I feel like the only thing that separates me from a gay person
mm-hmm.
is sexual preference.
Right. Of course.
Right?
I mean, yeah.
Nothing other than that.
Of course not.
Period. A gay guy actually introduced me to my wife. This is a true story.
Gay guys know attractive women.
True story.
You gotta get it.
Yeah. So I feel like the only thing that having hung around them, being around them, the only thing that separates me from a gay person mm-hmm. is sexual preference.
Right.
That being said, there are people with sexual preferences.
Mm-hmm.
Some men who like to be with multiple women. There are some women who like to be with multiple men.
Okay.
These are facts.
Okay.
Now, I don't feel like when you come into your workplace,
right?
I don't feel like you should be almost forced to announce what your sexual preference is.
You should not be.
You shouldn't, right?
No.
Exactly.
That's your personal.
That's what I'm thinking.
Right.
So that being said, I didn't feel like if you're a gay football player, I don't think it's anybody's business. I don't think you need to come in there and announce I'm gay. The same way a woman wouldn't come in and announce my sexual preference is
whatever
this.
It is.
Or a man will come in. I don't feel like that is. Can you play football? Yes. Are you a good football player? Yes. Do you come in on to work on time? Do you do what you need to do? Yes.
Right. But it's your choice. I mean, if anything that you want to share with individuals, meaning your team or society as a whole, that's on you. You deserve that. Like,
So you should be able to come into your workplace. I'm saying obviously you can, right. But I'm saying, do you think it's appropriate for people to come into their workplace announcing their sexual preferences?
No, but you don't have to hide it.
But is it appropriate to announce it?
It all depends on what we're talking about.
You know exactly what we're talking about. Yeah. Should he have had to announce?
He didn't have to. That was his choice.
So why did he do it?
Now, that I do not know. But I do think it was beneficial because it's hard to be the first. It's hard to be a trailblazer whenever you do anything. And, you know, I had never heard of someone in college football stepping out there and saying, hey, you know, this is who I am. So credit to him for that.
I'll be interested, like, when a top player comes out as gay, I'll be interested to see what happens.
It'd be fine.
That's what I think.
It'd be perfectly fine.
I think that would change everything.
Yeah, but you've been in locker rooms, man. There's definitely been top players that are.
You think so?
Yeah, for sure.
You think there have been top players
yeah.
that you know of?
I can't say I know of.
No, I'm not going to ask you to.
Yeah, but I can't say I know of. But yeah, I definitely think there has been. No doubt.
Can we discuss this off camera?
Yeah.
So you think you know some guys?
No, I didn't say I know. I just said where's my lawyer at here? I feel like I need my lawyer. Oh, so you are my lawyer. I can't talk to you because you are my lawyer.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
First of all, I'm jet lagged.
Yes.
And this is a very, very interesting yet sensitive topic.
Yes.
I mean, I have real gay best friends.
Like, yes.
So the way we look at the world is just, we're cool.
Yeah.
I mean, But yeah, I think I've been in locker rooms where I've seen
top players that were gay.
Yeah, probably.
That you had your doubts about. Or not doubts, but just like, this guy's probably gay.
I've heard things, yeah. Yeah, it's fine.
Did it make you look at them any different?
No. You know what the only thing I looked at?
What's that?
Truth be told.
Yeah.
And this is why I love football. It's like if you're on the field and you bow down like to something and you like punk out, then I look down on you.
Yeah. Other than that, nothing.
I don't care. Because think about like your friend, like you respect, like me and you are cool. Yeah. We're tight. But if I was weak on the field and you was like, ooh, J. Bell's kind of a punk out there, you wouldn't be really that tight with me.
Yeah, I get it.
I don't have to be the greatest player, but you know, I'm a go out there and do my thing. And as circumstances change or it gets tough, I'm going to step up. That's all I cared about. Mm. Truly.
There was an offensive lineman on both of our teams, Super Bowl championship winning teams. I'm pretty sure he was gay.
Yeah.
Quite sure he was gay. Love the guy to death. Like this was my guy. Mm-hmm. You understand what I mean? And we would compete, we would do all that stuff, but I'm pretty sure he was gay. I am. Great guy too, man.
Oh my god.
Still talk to him.
Oh, you are putting out a lot of info. Yeah.
You know how many offensive linemen I play with? You know how many offensive linemen I play with, J-Bell? I mean,
hey, man.
Yeah.
So what?
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Back to football.
Yep. I don't know how. I mean, it just popped up in your head, huh?
That's just the way my mind works, dude. I know. Something's wrong with me. Haven't you not figured that out?
No, it's good. It's good. I think that's what this whole thing and the reason you wanted when we started talking about doing this podcast, you were like, dude, this has to be how we just vibe and chat and roll.
It can't be just about football.
And it can't be scripted.
No.
It has to just be natural.
Yeah.
You've always stuck with that.
Which is why I'm pretty sure the NFL is going to cancel this pretty soon.
They're like, oh. Hashtag, is this our last show?
We like the football, but this guy is just, oh, he's crazy. And J-Bell tries to rein him in as best as he can, but that boy's crazy.
No, I need to know where you're headed. And I think that when we
I'll never drive us over a cliff.
Yeah. But I think when we have these kind of conversations, you and I both kind of see the world the same way. So sometimes it's, I'm just trying to take the opposite, unless there is no opposite opinion.
I like to, you know, you ever seen those movies where they drive off the cliff, but they don't drive all the way over, and the car's like balancing? And then they got to go to the back and make sure. That's where I like to live, J-Bo. I like to live right there.
They like, everybody move to the back seat.
Don't move.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. I know. Hey, there's a big game this week.
Which one is it?
Mexico City.
Man, incredible. Kansas City versus
Rams. Rams. Yo, I played in that stadium.
How was it? Hundreds of some thousand people, right?
It was so crazy and loud. But you know what was crazy? What's a preseason. And Emmitt Smith walked out, and the whole stadium, Emmitt. I was like, yo. The NFL is real.
It's global.
The whole stadium. Emmitt. I was like, wow. Yeah. That was the first time I had been in a stadium like that with the, you know, how they have, they separate the crowds, you know, and football out here. Yeah. And all that. I had never seen that before.
Yeah, it's real out there. The Rams, they were tested yesterday.
Yeah.
They were tested. Yeah. They went the whole way against the Seattle Seahawks. Divisional game.
Yeah.
You knew that this was going to be a very tough game for them, and they found a way to pull it out again. This is a fantastic football team.
They are. What do you think about them? Like, what do you think is going to give them problems?
Same thing that gives everybody problems, man. When somebody lines up and punches you directly in your mouth. You can do all the little, you know, all your little routes, your little, you know, route combinations. But I think you have to be very, very physical with them. They can be physical, too. They have, you know, best defensive player in football. By the way, did you see him try to fight Britt, the offensive tackle? Hilarious. This guy, first of all, this was just so funny. The game is over. He has his pads off. He now goes, grabs his helmet, puts his helmet on.
He said, I know what time it is.
And went to Britain to go challenge him. Now,
at least he put his helmet on. I got to respect that.
Smart.
I got to respect that. Don't get punched in the mouth.
Yes.
Not when you got that big device that can save you.
Definitely smart, man. I thought, you know, he didn't have to do that. You know, I've been challenged like that after a game before by our offensive lineman. What's the guy's name for the Redskins? Williams.
Trent Wimp, you used to give him the business, though.
I used to give him hell. And after one game, I guess he just
said, I'm going to fight this
He's
man.
Like, you know what?
Yeah, we just going to have to fight. I'm going to have to win something. You beat me on the field so bad, I'm going to have to beat you in real life.
Yeah. He said, you know what? Okay. So, you know, I'm walking. I'm finished. We won the game.
Yeah.
I'm talking trash. I see Robert Griffin. This is Robert Griffin's first game.
Right.
You know, so I sacked him. You know, I'm like, yeah, Rob, yeah. So we rapping. Next thing I know, you know, I'm walking away. All of a sudden, I feel something in my head. Boop. I'm like, yo, what is going on? Then I see the man put his helmet on, and he squares up. I'm like, oh, my goodness, man, I got to fight this guy. Luckily, all my teammates came and grabbed me. They were like, no, so you don't. I really didn't want to fight this guy. I had nothing.
Your energy was on the field.
Gone. And they just grabbed me. So I'm looking at him like, all right, you know, next time. But he had had enough, man.
Hey, man.
He had enough.
I've been there, but I would never try to fight nobody at the end of the game. But I've been there. You know, that is hilarious, by the way.
Yeah, he did that, man.
You know what's crazy? Give some of the listeners a little bit something to look out for. Cooper Kupp injury.
Yeah.
So
ACL maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
One fascinating thing about the Rams offense is this, and I really didn't peep it. Somebody wrote about it, so then I watched it. Those receivers, you know how, okay, everything is about making something look like something else, right?
Okay.
How do the linemen make a pass look like a run, right? All the kind of little tidbits. These receivers run their routes and their releases.
Mm-hmm.
When sometimes they come off the ball like it's a run.
Yeah.
And it's a pass.
Yeah.
Most receivers aren't great at that.
Okay.
These dudes from the Rams.
They're good at it.
Him and Robert Woods. Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods are really, really good at that. And that really fits in all that misdirection stuff they got going on.
Yeah.
I didn't know how significant that was because what happens now? All the reads as a defender, it makes it harder to know what you're doing.
Yeah. That type of stuff puts so much stress on a defense when you're not sure what's going on.
Yep.
If you don't know if it's a run or a pass, if you don't know which route combination is coming at you, you're just literally sitting over there having to guess every single time. And if you're playing guesswork, you are done out there. And this is exactly what the Rams are forcing people to do.
And it's a copycat league. You starting to see everybody try to use that fly motion a little bit.
What's that?
When the guy, you know, when they take the they take a receiver.
Yeah.
And they run him to the other side of the field.
Yeah.
And they could either give him the reverse, flip him the ball, or he can run a route, whatever. But what it's doing is, as a defender, as you know, you have a gap responsibility, right? So now when you motion and change the strength, make it more guys on one side, now the gaps change, right?
Yes.
And if you're doing that on the fly, it makes you think and react.
Yes.
But you vacate, and we've talked about this before, you now have to change your responsibilities, and Sean McVay knows what that change is, and he either throws behind
he's attacking it.
And other teams are trying to do it, but they're not. They don't have the nuances down like Sean McVay does, but man, it's just crazy how you see the league copy whatever's working. Everybody tries to throw it in their offense, but that's the thing this year. And it's, I was watching those receivers and the way they come off the ball. If I was playing them and looking, I'd be like, they weren't giving me any tips.
Yeah. I want to see somebody try and copy Tyreek Hill's celebration.
I want to see somebody try to copy his speed.
This man jumped in the stands, grabbed the camera. Grabbed the camera, like the actual CBS camera, and started recording his lineman. It was so dope. It was so dope. They're gonna find him. They're gonna find him $100,000.
But it's still, fresh, man.
It was so dope, man. I wish I was playing when they allowed all these celebrations. It was the no fun league when I was playing.
You see these celebrations now, and you're like, why did they take this out? I've heard the other argument for it shouldn't be in there, but I think guys are.
What's the argument for why it shouldn't be in there?
Just the game, the integrity of the game. I heard a former.
That sound like some of your rich white friends would say.
The person who said it was a rich white person. He's a former GM that I respect. Kind of that some of the things he says in the media, and he said it. So
the integrity.
But he definitely
of the
is
game.
A rich white friend.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, listen.
100%.
All you got to do is follow the trends, man.
Shout out to my rich Mark.
Can't even get it out.
Mark Chapman.
Oh, okay. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
He lets me down sometimes, though.
Does he?
Well, as my rich white friend, he should tell me.
He doesn't tell you some of these
things. Yeah, I'm like, why? Like, I'm like, why you didn't tell me that before? Oh, yeah, that's always da 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 da.
Yeah. He doesn't explain.
Chappers, help your boy out.
Maybe he's not rich. Maybe. I mean, I don't know. I don't know his financial situation. But maybe Chappers isn't a rich white guy.
Is that what it is?
I mean, he just might be a white. He might not be a rich
And
white
that's
guy.
What it's about.
Yeah.
Anything else in that beautiful mind of yours?
Man, Jay Bell, I got so much stuff going on, man. But, you know, I think we should save it for, you know, the next podcast.
Okay.
It's never ending. It's an unlimited supply of
the bye week
craziness.
Was real. I missed the podcast, but we, you know,
people were asking for it.
I know, and I wanted to tweet something, but I didn't have anything good to say about it.
Yeah,
I just was. Time to your favorite time.
Okay,
my favorite time.
Mm-hmm.
Ask OC.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag Ask Jay Bell.
Okay, so in this one, my name comes before yours.
Yeah.
Only in this one.
Just for today.
So it's not the
only because I'm
not Ask Jay Bell and Ask OC. Nah, Ask OC and Ask Jay Bell.
I changed it up.
Okay.
So Raider Frey, Raider Frey is the name.
The Raiders are terrible. They're not. They're gonna have the first pick. What's the question?
Well, his question is, who stinks the most?
Oh,
the Raiders
go.
Or Giants?
Oh, the Giants. Good. There we go. The Raiders stink the most. Raider Frey.
You know that answer. Oh, check this out. P.S. Jay Bell got out of a taxi and walked right past me at the Raiders game at Wembley.
Wow.
And he never said hello.
You see?
But he never said hello.
You see? You see, here's the thing. Here's
Tell
the thing.
Because right? that's not even me. I would have said what up.
Here's what I noticed, right? Because, you know, you got the whole Jay Bellions thing going mm-hmm. on.
My
you know,
peeps.
You got your whole peeps and all that stuff. So everybody thinks you're a man of the people. Mm-hmm. I'm the man of the people, Jay Bell. Right? I'm the man of the people, Jay Bell. For some reason, you got this whole little, it's like you got a halo over your head. You got a little glow around you. You're Jay Bell. The Jay Bellions. And you see how you did that, man?
Man,
you just got
I
out the car and walk right by
I would have 100% said what up. I was just moving fast, trying to get in mm-hmm. to the game.
I hear you, man.
But, you know, my bad. All right, this is from Rab Cree. Okay.
Rab Cree?
Yeah, that's interesting. Right?
Let's see. Who does Crabtree play for? Baltimore Ravens? Yeah. Is this a Baltimore Raven question?
No.
Really?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
Said, I've been listening back to the first Jason and OC podcast.
All right.
Okay. Where do you now stand on bacon? Have you evolved to the UK style on bread covered in brown sauce? Hashtag crispy. I like that hashtag.
So here's what I'll tell you.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure bacon is one of the 8 wonders of the world. I'm quite sure of it. Because back then, when I would hear the bacon sizzle, you know, I would walk by it.
Uh-huh.
But here's what I realized, right? Because I was a vegan back then.
Yeah.
I'm no longer a vegan.
Shout out to your change.
Yeah, I'm no longer a vegan.
Yeah, yeah. You tried it.
Why am I no longer a vegan is because I came to the realization that no matter what happened, I was still going to die. What kind of diet? Until they show me a diet that prevents death. Then I'm going to go on that diet. Other than that, I'm going to enjoy myself. So
Keep eating.
I eat bacon.
Keep eating.
I enjoy the bacon.
Oh, you're going to like this.
Okay.
You're going to like this. This is from our BBC friend, the hardworking Caroline Barker.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
How's Caroline doing? Shout out to Caroline.
Yeah, I'm so glad she gave us some love.
Yeah.
Jason and OC, how would you make our football better using the NFL as an example? Huh.
I trust her to ask me a question like that. I trust her to ask
she
a reporter
a question. She
is a professional question.
Asker.
Here's what I'll do okay. using the NFL. The problem I have with football is I don't feel like it's fair.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the system is rigged for the top couple of teams, and you barely see.
Is that because of the salary cap issue? No salary cap?
Yeah. They have, like, you know, things that they have to do with their money, but yeah. the best teams
yeah.
can always just go buy the best players.
It's
and you got the Man U's, the Chelsea's, the Man City's now, Tottenham's, you know, Arsenal's, teams like that.
Spinning bread.
And they're always going to win. 9 out of 10 times they're going to win. Mm-hmm. Whereas in the NFL, you don't have that system. So anybody, any year can win.
Yeah.
And everybody has a chance at the same players. As long as you're able to, you know, you have a salary cap, you have a certain amount of money you have, a certain amount of money you can spend. They have revenue sharing.
Yep.
They have so many different things in the NFL to make the teams competitive.
And the draft, right?
And the draft.
Because if you're on a losing team, then you get to go get the top talent.
The top player.
Right.
And they have so many things like that that allow the NFL to be as competitive as it is. Whereas in soccer, you have true fans in soccer. Like,
yeah.
You know,
man.
People who support.
Real fans.
You know, Burnley and West Ham, and they know they're realistically never going to win, but they still support them anyway. I feel like if these guys were given an equal chance,
right.
I think soccer would be that much more. Imagine that. Imagine if all these soccer teams out here legitimately had a chance to win every single year. Now, how crazy would that be?
That would be wild.
It would be wild.
So there's
Carolina. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You thought you had us there, didn't you?
Just a few examples for you. OC, man, our reviews are coming in on iTunes and other providers.
Okay.
5 stars.
5 stars?
5 stars.
Incredible.
Five stars. Let's read a couple. Ooh. Python says.
I don't know if I like that name.
I know.
Python?
Python.
I'm scared of snakes, bro.
This is his This is his comment. Python. Talking about the podcast.
Okay.
Will make you laugh and make you bop. make you. What is
bop? Bop is like,
yeah,
bop,
yeah, 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 yeah.
Like, you don't know what bopping is, man.
Come on, I lived in Texas.
Oh, my bad.
Make you think, make you think, even if you're not an NFL fan.
Python, I like you, man. Yeah. That's a great review.
And this will uprise your day.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Uprise, you already know.
Yeah. Oh, this is throwing me off. This is throwing. I can't even read this to you.
Okay, is it that bad?
Klansmen say. Klansmen.
There's always one.
Says, great chatty chat chat in it. My favorite podcast. Go Hawks. But the Klans.
By Klansmen?
Klansmen. So I had to, I got to figure out, I've, Simon has told me that that's, is that Scottish? That's like a.
Klansmen?
That's what they call it there. So it's cool.
I was about to say that.
But in the U.S., we can't, that hit us wrong.
No, but honestly, to be honest with you, I'm okay with it.
Okay.
Because if our podcast is that good,
yep,
that a Klansman.
We are changing the world.
That a Klansman actually says, you know what? You guys
I
got
like
it.
Those I, guys.
You know what? I'm cool with that. I'm cool
oh
with that.
Oh, my gosh.
At least we did something.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
Shout out to Klansman.
Another man. Good name. Another. Wow. Oh, Simon is on it.
Mm-hmm.
Chocolate Boy Wonder.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, my goodness.
Chocolate Boy Wonder says,
Chocolate Boy Wonder.
Where have you been all my life? Best NFL podcast. One love to the uprise
there
from Singapore.
There it is.
Scar.
Hey, Chocolate Boy Wonder, what's up, man? Thank you for that man. Review, man. We really appreciate it. It's that
trouble, man. I love the reviews, man. Keep just them coming. Me. So funny. Uprise.
We out here, man.
Man.
See y'all next week.
Bringing people together.
Slow my progress. I'm no preacher or prophet. But no man can cause you God bless. Man try close my chapter. Man just cause I'm dapper. Go so then go faster. Catch me if you can find. Young and some and smarter. Foolish idiot blood clot. Now I learn my lesson. All done no more stress. Always on